Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to everybody. This coming Shabbos, Parshas Kedoshim, we will encounter a very rare and uncommon circumstance whereby we will read the Haftorah, Lain the Haftorah for Parshas Kedoshim, the Haftorah of Yecheskel, Perek, Chav Beis, Psukim Aleph, Tutes, Zayin, referred to as the Haftorah of Hasishbot, the Haftorah that Chazal seemed to refer to as the Haftorah of To'avos Yerushalayim, the abomination of Yerushalayim. The last time in the calendar cycle where we laned the Haftorah for Parshas Kedoshim, the Haftorah of Hasishbot, was 27 years ago. And the next time we will lane the Haftorah of Hasishbot for Parshas Kedoshim will be in 17 years from now, in the year 2041. Indeed, in Siman Tav Chav Ches, when the Torah enumerates the calendar cycle, the Parshas and the Haftorahs that we read, which is a 247-year cycle, the Torah notes that only 14 times out of these 247 years will we actually lay in the Haftorah of Hasishbot for Parshas Kedoshim. The longest time between laning the Haftorah of Hasishbot will be 44 years and was 44 years. In 1628, the Haftorah for Hasishbot was laned, and 44 years later, in the year 1672, again, the Haftorah for Hasishbot was laned. So indeed, it's quite clear that this coming Parsha, Parshas Kedoshim, the Haftorah of Hasishbot for Parshas Kedoshim, is the rarest, most uncommon Haftorah that we read ever. And what we must understand and appreciate is, why is it that we go to such great lengths, as we will see, not to lane the Haftorah for Parshas Kedoshim, the Haftorah of To'avos Yerushalayim? The Gemara Megillah Daf Chafei Amud Beis refers to Rabbi Elazar, who said that he would never lane the Haftorah of Hasishbot, which he refers to as To'avos Yerushalayim. If you see Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's Tshuvas Egros Moshe or Chaim Chelek Aleph Simla Mavav, there's a discussion whether or not the Haftorah that Rabbi Elazar was referring to of To'avos Yerushalayim is the same of our Haftorah for Parshas Kedoshim of Hasishbot. But either way, the Poskim refer to our Haftorah for Parshas Kedoshim as the Haftorah of To'avos Yerushalayim, the abomination of Yerushalayim. It's dealing with the To'avos, the abominations, the terrible, despicable acts that the people, the inhabitants of the city of Yerushalayim fulfilled. Talking about transgressions, averos, referring to illicit relations, referring to Chilul Shabbos, referring to bozisas kochim, referring to shochad and ribis, and all forms of the most despicable averos that Klal Yisrael transgress. And therefore, as a result, we go to great lengths not to lane the Haftorah of Hasishbot for Parshas Kedoshim. Although it's part of the regular calendar cycle of Parshios and Haftoros, nonetheless, whenever there is an opportunity not to lay in the Haftorah for Hasishbot, for Parshios Kedoshim, that is what we do. Let's go through multiple scenarios whereby we see that the Poskim went to these great lengths not to lay in the Haftorah of Parshios Kedoshim, the Haftorah of Hasishbot. The first, the Raman Siman Tav Chav Ches, at the end of Siman Tav Chav Ches, writes, Ukishukorin Shtei Parshios, when there's a double Parsha, Maftir and Bachrona, we always lane the latter Haftorah of the Parsha that we are laning. Anytime there's a double Parsha, that's what's done. However, there's an exception. And that the Ramah quotes from the Mordechai, Milvad Ba'achremos Kedoshim. One exception. When we lane the double parasha of Achremos Kedoshim, Dimaftirin Halo Kivnei Kushiyim, Shehi Haftoras Achremos. That whenever Parshios Achremos Kedoshim is read as a double parsha, which is always in a non-leap year, we read lane Parshios Achremos Kedoshim. So ordinarily we lane the Haftorah for the latter parsha, which in this circumstance are big Parshios Kedoshim, says the Ramah, quoting from the Mordechai, that in this circumstance we're not going to lane the Haftorah for Kedoshim, but rather we're going to lane the Haftorah for Achremos, which is Halo Kivnei Kushim, which is from the Navi Amos. What's the basis from that? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkaton Chavav to Siman Tav Chav Ches writes, in Pnei Shehaftorah Shel Parsha Shnia Maskeres Mito'avos Yerushalayim. Since the Haftorah for Parshas Kedoshim, the latter Parsha in a double Parsha, refers and discusses to the abominations of Yerushalayim. Masha'ein kein kishahein nifrados. In a circumstance where the two parashios are independent, in a year like ours where it's a leap year, we already laned the Haftorah for Amos of Halo Kivnei Kushim in Parshas Achrimos. We're forced this coming parasha to read the Haftorah for Parshas Kedoshim, which is Hasif Shot. So that's what we will do this year. In the rare circumstance, as we will see, it's very uncommon to ever read the Haftarah for Parshas Kedoshim Hasif Shot, as we said moments ago, that the last time we did so was 27 years ago. The next time that we will do so is in 17 years from now. So therefore, says the Ramah, and so paskins the Mishnah Berurah and Gedolei Achronim, following the position of the Ramah, that we will always read the Haftarah for Achrei Mos anytime it's a double parsha, and more often than not, any year that's not a leap year will always be Parshas Achrei Mos Kedoshim, and thus we will always lay, as the Ramah paskins, the Haftarah of Achrei Mos and not the Haftarah of Kedoshim. The Mishnah Berurah does note that the Levush argues fundamentally on the Ramah. V'dayi to degam k'shi k'fula korn Haftarah achronin. So the Levush argues on the position of the Ramah and says even when we have a double parsha of Achrei Mos Kedoshim, we're always going to lay the latter Haftarah of Parshas Kedoshim, which jives and stims with the other times that we do the same thing. However, the Bach Shari Achronim Kasvu Shnispashet Haminog Bechol Hakihilos Kerama Bazeh, the common psak is like the Ramah, and therefore, as such, any time that we find the Parshios of Achrei Mos Kedoshim that are looped together in a Parshios that are doubled up, we will always lay in the Haftarah for Parshas Achrei and not the Haftarah for Parshas Kedoshim. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says another exception. And that is quoting the Tshuvas and a Haggah of Rabbi Kiva Eger here in Siman Tav Chof Ches, that ordinarily we're familiar that when Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh, or when Erev Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, this is a special Haftarah. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we lay in the Haftarah of Shemaim Kisi. Erev Rosh Chodesh, which falls out on Shabbos, we read the Haftarah of Machar Chodesh. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, if Parshas Achrei Mos Kedoshim is an Erev Rosh Chodesh, where we're already going to read the Haftarah of Machar Chodesh, the coming week, Parshas Kedoshim, you're going to learn the Haftarah of Achrei Mos. Halo Kivnei Kushim, and not the Haftarah of Parshas Kedoshim, which is the Haftarah of Toavos Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, who did in Shabbos Parshas Achrei, haya Erev Rosh Chodesh, umaftirin Machar Chodesh, the maftirin b'Shabbos Parshas Kedoshim, halo Kivnei Kushim. And Rabbi Kiva Eger explains that this is exactly like the Ramah, that in ordinary circumstance, if you're going to have a double Parsha, and thereby you're going to lay in Achrei Mos Kedoshim, the Haftarah is going to be Achrei, and not Kedoshim, so therefore we set a precedent that we're always going to try to push off and postpone the Haftarah of Kedoshim, Toavos Yerushalayim, Hasif Shot. So therefore, in this circumstance as well, Paskins Rabbi Kiva Eger, that the same thing will happen when Erev Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Parshas Achrei Mos, where you're going to lay in the Haftarah of Machar Chodesh, so the next Parsha, Parshas Kedoshim, the Haftarah is not going to be the Haftarah of Kedoshim, but rather it's going to be the Haftarah of Parshas Achrei Mos, Halo Kivnei Kushim in Amos. Similarly, if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos for Parshas Achrei Mos, which, by the way, cannot fall out on our calendar cycle, Shibana Beis HaMikdash, when we're Mekadesh the Chodesh through Re'iyah, indeed we may have such circumstance. So since you're going to lay in the Haftarah for HaShemayim Kisi, because it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, when it comes to Parshas Achrei Mos, Hu Adin, when it comes to Parshas Kedoshim, we'll go back and we'll lay in the Haftarah of Halo Kivnei Kushim, which is the Haftarah of Achrei Mos, and not the Haftarah of Toavos Yerushalayim of Kedoshim. A final example where we also see that we postpone as much as possible is when Shabbos HaGadol falls out on Parshas Achrei. And when Shabbos HaGadol falls out on Parshas Achrei Mos, we will lay in the Haftarah for Shabbos HaGadol, the Arva. And therefore, since we leaned Parshas Achrei Mos, the Haftarah of Ve'arva, and we did not yet lean the Haftarah for Parshas Achrei, the Haftarah of Halo Kivnei Kushim, when you get to Parshas Kedoshim, you will not lean the Haftarah for Parshas Kedoshim, Hasif Shot, but rather you'll read the Haftarah for Parshas Achrei Mos, Halo Kivnei Kushim. So we see four scenarios, situations, where we will do whatever it is possible to go back and to lay in the Haftarah of Achrei Mos instead of the Haftarah for Parshas Kedoshim when it's not a double Parsha. When it's a double Parsha, we always paskin like the Ramah, as stated by the Mishnah Berurah, and this from Chaim Kanievsky paskins as well in his Shona Halacha Siman Tav Chof Ches, and quotes that this was the ruling of the Chazon Ish. And this was the standard ruling of Gedolei HaPoskim for Dorei Doros, not like the Levush, that you always read the latter Haftarah in a leap year, or in a double parsha, and you're going to lay in Kedoshim. But rather, we always automatically lay in the Haftarah for Parshas Achrei, which is an exception to the rule, because ordinarily we lay in the latter Haftarah. But anyway, And when we find that Parshas Achrei Mos is either Rosh Chodesh, or it's Erev Rosh Chodesh, or it's Shabbos HaGadol, where there's a special Haftorah, the next Parsha, Parshas Kedoshim, you will lay in the Parsha, the Haftorah that was missed for Parshas Achrei Mos, which is Halo Kivnei Kushim, and is not the Haftorah for Parshas Kedoshim. So thus we see very clearly that whatever it is that we can do, we do not lane the Haftorah of Hasif Shot, referred to as To'avos Yerushalayim, because we don't want to mention, we don't want to recall, we don't want to refer, we don't want to read these psukim in the Navi Yechezkel, which reference these abominations of the city of Yerushalayim, the transgressions, the averos that its inhabitants fulfilled, and therefore that is what is done. The most extreme scenario we find is that which is quoted in multiple Sfarim and Tshuvas from Gedol Yerushalayim, including the Tshuva of the Evan Yisrael, Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, Chelak Ches Simen Lamaches, as well as in Reb Tzvi Kohn's Sefer Ben Pesach LeShavuos Perek Dalet. He also notes this from Reb Shmuel Salant, as well as from Reb Yaakov Moshe Chalap, that the Minog Yerushalayim actually was in a year like this, Tavshin Pei Dal, when Parshas Achrei Mos and Kedoshim are separate, that you lay in the Haftorah for Parshas Achrei Mos as Halo Kivnei Kushim, and the Haftorah for Parshas Kedoshim, again, you lay in the Haftorah of Halo Kivnei Kushim. A very, very uncommon, rare scenario and situation whereby you'll read the same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row. And thus the Gedol Yerushalayim, dating back to Shmuel Salant, who is quoted from the Zikne Yerushalayim, the Rabbanim of Yerushalayim, that this was the Minna, because we never ever want to read the Haftorah for Parshas Kedoshim ad kidei kach, even in a regular leap year, where there is going to be two separate Parshas, one for Achrei and one for Kedoshim, will still read the same Haftorah of Halo Kivnei Kushim from Amos twice, once for Parshas Achrei Mos, and a second time for Halo Kivnei Kushim. If you take a look in Reb Tzvi Kohn's outstanding Sefer, Ben Pesach LeShavuos, Perek Dalet, Simanim Chaf Hey, through Lamed Aleph, there's an extensive amount of information relating to this very unique circumstance, the Haftoros, for Parshas Achrim Kedoshim, which enormous amount of notes and footnotes referring to many of the items that I've referred to here. I'll also mention that Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamavav, also addresses a similar Shaila which occurred, and that is in a situation where mistakenly somebody took out the Haftorah and accidentally leaned the Haftorah of Hasishbot when he should have leaned the Haftorah of Halo Kivnei Kushim. What do you do? Do you lane Hasifshot or do you lane the Haftorah of Halo Kivnei Kushim? And Rav Moshe writes unequivocally and very clearly that because it's so uncommon and it's such an uncommon circumstance that we lane the Haftorah for Parshas Kedoshim, therefore says Rav Moshe, in such a case when somebody made such a mistake, we know that a person, even though the Haftorah was open for Hasifshot, but really he was supposed to lane Halo Kivnei Kushim, ki Haftorah Hasishbot Eino Mitsuya. We never lane the Haftorah of Hasishbot. V'nikreis le'itim ediros, and it's lane so uncommonly. V'kevan sheshtei ha-haftoros nimtzos posa ha-sefer, efshar lavor lahalo havnei kushim. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a circumstance where accidentally the Haftorah was opened to Hasifshot, and really what was supposed to be laned was halo kivnei kushim, even though the proper laning for that particular week was Hasifshot, because everybody knows that you never lane that Haftorah, you could always go back to halo kivnei kushim, you don't have to make another bracha. That's all true, says Rav Moshe, if you're laning out of a Chumash or a Tanakh, but if you're laning from a different Navi, one is in Yechezkel and one is in Amos, you would indeed have to make another bracha. But here again, you see how far we go and how understood it is that this is such a rare commodity to lay in the Haftorah for Parshas Kedoshim, that even in a case where you were supposed to read Ha Lo Kivnei Kushim and in or accidentally Hasifshot was opened, we still tell you go back to read Ha Lo Kivnei Kushim, because everybody knows that you will never lay in the Haftorah of Hasifshot. Let's look at some of these psukim and see the pain and understand and appreciate why it is that we don't read these psukim. In the Navi Yechezkel in the Haftorah, Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Ches Kochai Bazisa Ves Shabsos Achilalta. Shabbos has been desecrated. All of the kachim has been spurned. Has not been taken carefully. Anshe Rochil Hoyubacha. You were talebearers. You were tattletalers. Leman Shvoch Dam, and you were causing bloodshed. Ervas of Gilabach. Timeis Hanida Inubach. You involved yourself with illicit, inappropriate relationships, whether it's anida or whether it's incest, regardless of all forms of inappropriate, illicit, and promiscuous relationships. Shochad lakubach, you took bribery. Neshech v'sarbis lakachla, interest, and all forms of interest were taken. And then the most powerful pasuk, arguably, and how frightening, how scary it is that indeed we're laning this Haftarah, this year, Tavshin Pei Dalet, when Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael hasn't seen the type of bloodshed that it has certainly in 27 years and even beyond. Pasuk Yudal, Hayamur Libech, Im Tichazektena Yadecha Layamim Asher Nioseh Osach, Ani Hashem Dibarati Asisi. How can our heart endure? How can our hands be strong when we are seeing what we are dealing with? I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have spoken. And this is what it means of the To'evos of Yerushalayim, the pain, the suffering, the transgressions, the disaster, the calamity that a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings upon Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, when we're not behaving the way that we're supposed to. How can it be that these things occur? Why is it that these things occur? The Torah tells us, the Navi tells us, and therefore, frightening indeed as it is, that this is a year we're reading this Haftarah, where it's such a rare Haftarah to read, when we are seeing what we are seeing, the bloodshed, the disaster, and all of the pain, the suffering, the anguish that Klal Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael are going through in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Goelas, should send us Yeshua, should send us a Nechama, should send us Bracha, Hatzlacha, Siyat Dishmaya, Kol Mili Demetav. And it should be Zocha that the To'evos Yerushalayim should turn to Simchas Yerushalayim, Binyan Yerushalayim, Yeshua Sashem Keheref Ayin, Siyat Dishmaya. We should learn from the Haftarah, we should grow from the Haftarah, we should appreciate the Divri HaNevi'im, Hatzoyakim, that scream and that tell the story and the prophecy and the Nevuah, and understand that what it is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu says is Emes La'amito, and Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach Hu should be zocha to all the good. B'shniyata D'shmaya L'shon Haba B'Yerushalayim.